Blog Talk Radio.
Readers Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Hello and welcome to Readers Entertainment Radio. I'm your host, Sheila English, and tonight we're going to be talking with one of my best friends and one of the most avid readers I know, Sherina Russo. Today we're going to be talking about e-readers, Lisa Kleypas, books we're looking forward to, books we wish authors would write, and all sorts of other things that we decide to talk about tonight. Hi, Sherina.
Hello, Sheila. How are you?
Doing lovely, thank you. Now, before we get started, I want to invite our listening audience to call in and join us if you'd like. The number is 646-200-4071. Or you can join us. We do have a live chat session that's going on right now at blogtalkradio.com/circle-of-7. And going to give a quick shout out to our girls, Lisa Yvette and Maida, because they said they're going to be listening in, so we wanted to make sure we let them know we love them.
Hello, girls.
And if you don't call in and you're not on the chat board, it's possible we may talk about you. So that's all we're saying. That's all we're going to say. When the show's over, the podcast will be available for download or for embedding about an hour after the live broadcast. And we're going to follow up the show on our website, readersentertainment.tv/radio. And there you'll find some additional links and information. And that'll probably go up, I have to tell you, it may not go up till Monday because I have been very busy and I'm the one that puts that up. And I plan on taking the weekend off. Sherina, I am not working this weekend. I just want to say that up front. Now, that's not to say I won't be on Facebook because you know how I am.
Yes, I know.
I have to say this. I really wanted to share this with our audience because it just cracked me up. If you've never been on a Blog Talk Radio show before the show starts, you're kind of held in this little queue, and the guest and the host, can sit there and chat. But every minute, on the minute, Blog Talk has this very rude English lady. It's a recording. And she comes in every minute on the minute to say, you have so many minutes, however many minutes it is. You have 2 minutes left before your show starts, whatever. She says something like that, but every single minute. And they don't give me a way to shut it off. And so Sherina and I are in queue, and she comes on, and all of a sudden, bam, there's this rude English lady interrupting our conversation. And Sherina told me that that she had had a little bit of a experience with a rude English lady. So, Sherina, you got to tell everybody. You got to tell the pillow story. Love the pillow story.
Okay, I was in a vacation in Florida with my family, and I was checking into the hotel, and how there are a lot of European tourists in Orlando, the Orlando area specifically, and I'm standing at the check-in, and some British woman comes over and she basically like interrupts my conversation during check-in, and she asks the person, she's like, excuse me, you got any small pillows? And he's just like, excuse me, ma'am, he's, you know, because they're for the children, because the pillows are big and their heads are small and they keep falling off the pillow.
I'm telling you, that cracks me up. Oh my gosh! You could work for Blocked. You could be the rude English lady. I think I don't know.
I have too much of a Brooklyn accent, and it will keep popping in.
It'll make people think. Look at all that diversity. First, we're in New York. Now we're in London. Now we're in New York.
You wouldn't know where the heck you are.
I know. Well, I never do anyhow.
I have the same problem.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a big change for some of us.
I don't know where I am right now. So, we're in good company.
I thought we would start off by discussing a mutual favorite of ours, Lisa Kleypas. I just read Married by Morning, and then I also read the last of her Hathaway series, Beatrix story, which is entitled Love in the Afternoon. Now, Sharina, tell me honestly.
I really don't like you right now. Are you jealous? I really don't like you right now. No, I don't. I really hate you.
Because you know it only makes it sweeter. It only makes it sweeter.
I don't care. I thought you loved me. I'm not feeling the love.
Oh, you're not feeling the love.
No, no. Lisa and I are really going to get you this time. Really.
Well, you know, I did promise that if you bring, if you send me your book to have it signed, that when I see Lisa next month, I promise I will get it signed for you. So that should make it up a little bit, right?
It should. It should take you off the list.
Okay. I don't want to be on the phone.
I'll move you down a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
So tell me, what is your favorite Lisa Kleypas book?
My favorite Lisa Kleypas book is Where Dreams Begin. It is such a beautiful story about a gentleman named Zachary Bronson who basically works his way up from nothing. And he shares a kiss with a lady named Lady Holland Taylor. And it was just so beautiful. By that one kiss, he fell instantly in love with her, and he had to have her, and he schemed, and he plotted how to get her, and what he did was he hired her to work as a social companion for him and his family, because they're rich, but they're born on the wrong side of the blanket, and,
right.
And he schemes, and it's just such a beautiful story, and she's a widow who, by the nobility standards, had a very, very happy marriage with her husband. And, you know, nothing could ever compare to that. And he is just such the opposite of her husband. And she falls in love with him, but she's just, you know, overwhelmed by her feelings for him. It's just such a beautiful story. And when I read it, I was going through a very difficult period in my life. And it's my comfort read.
Oh,
it really
yeah.
is. This book is well-loved. It's the spine is broken, and it's well loved. Let's just say that. But I will not part with it. And when I got my Nook, that was the first book I downloaded.
Oh, well, I love Seduce Me at Midnight because it was dedicated to me, and that meant a whole lot to me. And because it's a beautiful book, I love the book. I love the whole Hathaway series. I have to say, my all time favorite is Married by Morning, which is about to come out, primarily because it's Leo's story, and it's hilarious. I mean, it's like, I don't know how she does that. She is so, there's a lot of tongue-in-cheek funny stuff, you know? There's like, there's one part where he's arguing with the heroine, and He says, look, you know, we already can't stand to be in the same room together. We argue all the time. It's like we're already married.
So why not get married? So, yeah. Leo stood out in the series when I first started reading it. I had thought he would be the last, because you know how the most anticipated character, the character that sticks out and everybody falls in love with you expect, oh, that's going to be the last one. But I'm happily surprised that he's not the last one. So I'm looking forward to reading it, too. I just love the way she writes. She can't write a bad book, even if she tried.
Oh, I told her one time, I said, you know, if you wrote a grocery list, I would read it.
I would, too. I'd buy it, and I would read it. She's just amazing. You know, there are very few authors that touch me like that, and she's on the top of the list.
I love
her writing. I actually have two of her earlier books, though. I won them in eBay auction, and they are, let's see, I'm looking on my bookshelf right now. It's Forever My Love and Where Passion Leads, and I won them an ebook auction. collection, and they're like one of my prized possessions.
Oh.
So,
and have you ever met her?
No, I think if I ever met her, it wouldn't be pretty.
She's rock star status for you, right?
It would be one of those pick me up off the floor. I have such love for her, for her talent, and you know, I have read interviews with her too, and she sounds like a very wonderful person. But I just respect her talent, and I love her writing. So if I would ever meet her, you would see the ultimate fangirl experience.
Well, I'll tell you, sometimes, as a reader myself, sometimes I'm a little leery to meet my favorite authors because I'm so afraid they won't be nice. And I know that's a terrible thing to say, but I find that if I meet an author that I love to read and they're not a nice person, I just can't read them anymore. I can't do it. There's just something in my mind that says, I know this is all a lie. You know, it's so weird, but that's how I think about it.
I know exactly how you feel because I've had an experience like that too, and I don't read that author anymore because I just can't read it because you feel like they're not genuine.
And it's not that
you separate, you know, that they're an author and this is what they're writing and they're separate and everything, but you know, you invest a lot of your time reading their books. And, you know, regardless, you do become attached to the characters because you invest your time. And when someone you feel hasn't been honest, you feel you can't support somebody like that.
And that's part of the reason that I love Lisa Kleypas. I actually, when I first heard of her, it was to do a book video. And then I met her, and I mean, well, we just clicked. Sometimes you just click with certain people, you know, just, well, mm-hmm. You and I were like that. You know, it's like you just meet this person. It's like, you know I could be friends with this person forever. But Lisa Kleypas is the type of person, if you meet her, you want to read her because she is so genuine and so kind. And she does have kind of that dry sense of humor. It's just very, very cute humor. And very funny, but definitely she's one of those people you can meet her and you're just enamored of her because she's such a wonderful person. So that's nice. If you do get to meet her, you don't have to be too nervous.
I think I would just bombard her with questions about why don't you write this one or why don't you write this one or why don't you write that one. But when I had met one author, I met Shelley Bradley, and it wasn't, oh, how nice to meet you, I love your books, and whatever. I said, well, when are you going to write this guy's story? And she was like, well, hello, how are you? Well, I said, I'm fine, when are you going to write his story? And she and I have, we have also talked, and, you know, and we struck up conversation and have talked. And she says, "Well, if I ever get to write that book, I'm dedicating it to you because I guess I'm apparently the only one that busts the chops for this book."
Well, let's talk about some of our other favorite authors. I have so many. I know you do too, and mm-hmm. I know you keep track of who your favorite authors write for because you remember last year you joined. You joined Erin Galloway and I. Erin is a friend. She's also a colleague. At the time, she worked for Dorchester. Now she works for mm-hmm. Penguin mm-hmm. / Berkeley, you know. And mm-hmm. I remember, you know, we had you stay for dinner. We wanted you to stay with us, and she had not met you before. And all of a sudden, you said, oh, you work for Dorchester? Well, what about this person and this person? It's like you knew all the authors you like that work for Dorchester. And she's looking at me like, is she in the industry? And it's like, no, you don't know Avid Reader till you know Sharina.
I've also been cursed with a very good memory. It's been like that since I was small. I used to memorize textbooks in school. So I remember a lot of details. We were talking about author Pamela Clare. She writes for Berkeley.
Right.
and she, but she also, she writes her iTeam series, that's a contemporary series for Berkeley, but she writes her historical series for Leisure.
Right.
And she,
and you
she's
have
a wonderful
lot
author. She's a wonderful author. I love her books.
Give me the rundown in a minute or less, your top authors.
Lisa Kleypas, mm-hmm. Pamela Clare, Cheryl Holt, Elizabeth Hoyt, Liz Carlisle, Jillian Hunter, Galen Foley, who else? I can't think. See, now you're pressing me, Sheila. I can't think.
Now, you know,
Elizabeth Hoyt.
We're getting ready to do a video for Elizabeth Hoyt, just so you know.
You are not. Oh,
uh-huh.
Okay.
She's, and you know, I've got her on my to-be-read pile, but I've not, this will be my first one to read her.
Okay. You have to read The Raven Prince.
Raven Prince, is that right?
That was her first book ever out. Her first book out. You have to read that.
Okay.
That's a must. You got to start with that one first. That's the first book in her series. It's three books. The Raven Prince. And you see, now I'm drawing a blank. It's something Prince and another. The Raven Prince, the Leopard Prince, and the Serpent Prince. You have to read those books. But the Raven Prince is
a
must.
And you know what? I'm going to see. You know, I don't know, and maybe you do. You purchased the Nook recently, and I got the Sony e-reader. As a matter of fact, I just got it today, so I'm not real familiar with it. I can't really endorse it or say anything good or bad other than I'm so thrilled because, as you know, I got it for free, so that makes it even more exciting.
That makes it the best.
I just wonder how hard it is to get the older books on an e-reader. I mean, have you looked for some of the older ones? You said you had Lisa Kleypas, right?
Yeah, I downloaded Lisa Kleypas' Where Dreams Begin and Suddenly You, and that was fairly easy. It didn't give me a problem.
Okay.
I haven't yet tried something older than that. You know, maybe in the kind of like the 90s kind of thing, 90s books. I haven't tried that yet.
Okay.
I also uploaded books that I purchased from Allura's Cave, and they uploaded to the Nook.
Oh, okay.
They're on there. I also have Julia Quinn's second epilogues, the Bridgerton series.
Uh-huh.
She wrote a series of second epilogues, like What Happened After the Happy Ever After.
Uh-huh.
And I purchased them on the HarperCollins website, and they uploaded to the Nook. It's fairly easy. It also depends on the web browser. If I find I have a little bit of a problem if I'm in Google Chrome to upload to the Nook, but it's better if I do it through Internet Explorer. So there's a gentleman at the Barnes & Noble where I bought the Nook that I basically pepper him with questions every time I'm there, because when I go to Barnes & Noble, I'm known as the romance lady there.
Imagine that.
I even tell them if something's shelved wrong, it's really bad.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I believe that of you, Sharina. And
they tell me, and if I go over to them, it's like, well, it's Tuesday, you know, it's second Tuesday and last Tuesday of the month, it's release day, and you know they're supposed to be on the shelves. Why aren't they on the shelves? They look for the books for me, so... they're really nice, but there's a gentleman there, he's the Nook representative, and I go to him and I give him my suggestions of, you know, oh, the Nook needs this or the Nook needs that, but I have to tell him, you know, about the, you know, the problems with uploading with Google Chrome and versus Internet Explorer. I do it when I have to upload a book. I do through Internet Explorer. I don't, because Google Chrome, a second download page comes up, and it's I'm like, okay, I'm really not crazy about that.
What made you choose the Nook?
Well, number one, I am the type of person that has to hold a book. I do like a book in my hand and read a book. However, I have space is limited when you have two teenagers and a mother with a romance
addiction.
And I says, you know what? I need to stop. You know it's bad when your mother's trying to give away your books. So she does it all the time. Well, what are you gonna do with the books? Nothing. Well, why don't you give them away? And she does it when people come over. Well, you want a book? Because I don't loan books out. I will buy you the book. You want the book? I'll buy it for you. But you're not taking mine. Space was limited, and it was researching ebook readers, and I didn't like the Kindle. I think it's price too high, actually.
Okay.
And I was looking around, and I stopped. I go to the local Barnes & Noble, and I stopped, and I started fiddle-faddling with the Nook. And I like that the bottom is touchscreen, and that you could scroll through it. What they were showing, it's an MP3 player, too, so you can upload songs. And as you're reading, you can also listen to music. You can put elevator music on. Or whatever, some kind of soothing music. It also it's easy on the eyes. When you see the page, the top part of the Nook is not touch screen. So when you look at it, it's soft on the eyes. It looks like a book page, and you could change the font and bigger or smaller, but it's easy on the eyes. So I liked that part of it too. And I kept going back to Barnes & Noble and just kept, you know, asking him questions about it. And he was telling me how much easier it was with the Nook to upload. And also what I've heard some things about the Kindle also, that Amazon can remove some of the books from ebooks from your unit.
Right.
And I did not like that at all. And I asked the gentleman at Barnes & Noble about that, and he was saying, once you buy it, it's yours. And also, the Nook, you can read different formats. You could also upload a Microsoft Word document to the Nook.
Nice.
And so I was sold on it, but I was holding off on it because, you know, I was hoping, I was dropping enough hints, you know, like Mother's Day, and I love my mother, and my birthday or whatever, and I dropped enough hints, and they bought it for me.
Yay.
And so yeah, I'm bad.
That
so,
is-
but I wanted to, an e-reader, actually, because I had space. You know, I had space issues, but I just turned to it because I love it. There will be times when I do buy a book because certain authors, I will buy their book. I have to have the book, and I have
right.
to have the book in the hand. But now I'm just going to be buying ebooks and uploading it to the Nook. And I need to purchase a 16 gig SD card because I'm told with the internal memory of the Nook, it's up to maybe 1,500 books that you can, it holds. But if you
wow.
get a 16 gig card, it's like 20,000 books you could put in there. Could you imagine
oh, really?
me in 20,000 books and following my hand?
Oh, my gosh. Well, your mom will be happy to know it's in the Nook and not in the bookshelf at your house.
Oh, you
please. Get 20,000 books.
She's so nosy.
No. Now, tell me something. Do you think more people will go to e-books now that there are so many e-reader devices and they – you know, they don't have to, because, you know, before if you wanted an e-book, you could only read it on your computer. But now there are these really easy, you know, devices. Do you think more people will turn to e-books now?
I think so, because I'm one of those that would not read e-books because I can't read on a computer. I have very sensitive eyes to reading on the computer, reading these books on the computer. So I would print them out.
That's what
you
I
would
do. That's
yeah,
exactly
Lisa,
what I did.
When Lisa writes and she sends me her story, she costs me a lot of ink and paper because I print them out because I can't read all the – thank God I got the Nook because now I just upload Lisa's stories to my Nook. See? And we know.
Now, but you say you still go into the Barnes and Noble, right? So you're not just.
Of course I do, because they have a Starbucks cafe, and
I love it.
But it's nice and peaceful and relaxing. I've been doing it for years. I go to Barnes and Noble. I like to scan the shelves. A lot of times I meet people and, you know, we talk books and I do my plugs for things. You should read this or you should read that. Or, ooh, you know, I know the person who made that book trailer. Wow.
Now, I heard that you, when you're in the Barnes & Noble store, that there are certain things, extra stuff you can get on your Nook. Have you tried that yet?
With the Nook, because Barnes & Noble, I believe they don't charge anymore for their Wi-Fi.
That's right. Uh-huh.
It's supposed to automatically log on to Barnes & Noble's Wi-Fi, and it will, if you need a software update, it will update the software. And once you're on the in Barnes & Noble and you're on the Wi-Fi, you could scan and buy books right there on your Nook while sitting in Barnes & Noble if it's available in e-book format. You can subscriptions to newspapers and magazines.
Yeah.
And I haven't tried that yet, but you could do that too. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, cookbooks and, you know, you don't have to necessarily buy romance books. It's whatever.
Now, let me ask you, because you were saying that, you know, when you're in the Barnes & Noble, you know, it's a chance to see other readers and make recommendations. But what about online? How do you see readers engaging with each other now that so much of the reading experience is done online? You don't have to go to your local bookstore. It's nice to do that. And I'm like you. I like the experience of it, and Starbucks, of course. But do you find yourself interacting with other readers online as well?
I like the one-on-one with people in person because it's a more personal thing.
Uh-huh.
What I do like online, but I'm not crazy about it because you have people set in their ways, and I think people are more what's the word I'm looking for? They're more opinionated.
Yeah.
And and they could get verbally abusive. Because you don't have that intimacy of facing somebody. So, you know, when talking about your opinions and discussing them, so when you're online, it doesn't feel right to me. So I do read readers' comments. I do go on a lot of message boards and read, and a lot of times I mumble to myself because I find that majority of the time people have an opinion of a certain book, and I'm totally the opposite, and I think I'm just weird.
Now tell me, what book or books are you looking forward to the most this year?
I'm looking forward to Lisa Kleypas's book, those two books, the last two Hathaway books coming out. Towards the end of the year, I think Liz Carlisle has a new book coming out. She's starting a new Victorian series. There's another book, Donna Grant, which I normally don't read paranormal, but she has a historical paranormal coming out, so it's her second book, so I'm looking for that. And who else? Oh, Evangeline Collins, she has a second book coming out.
Okay.
Great book. Her first book was The Ladyship's Companion, and it was about a male prostitute, and that was an excellent book. She wrote, it's from Berkeley, it's in trade. And the second book is coming out, and that's towards the end of the year, and that's a great book. And that one I'm really looking forward to.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to come here and talk about Small Pillows and Lisa Kleypas and all those other funny things. And I want to thank our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio. You can download the podcast at www.blogtalkradio.com/circleofseven. You can download it also from iTunes, Odeo, Blueberry, and other online sites as well, or go to readersentertainment.tv/radio. So don't forget to see us there as well. I'm Sheila English, your host, and I want to thank you again for joining us on Entertainment.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.